Kuf Mem Beis, five lines on the bottom. You can take the food, which is in front of one animal, and give it to a different one. Tani Chadup. We learned the one Bryce. And Letlun Milifnei Behema Shapir Yafa. Menosin Lifnei Behema Shapir Ra. So the Bryce says you can take from an animal, which the more is going to explain what this means, which has a good mouth, and put it from an animal which has a bad mouth. That's one Bryce. But Tani Yidach, we learned a different Bryce, so which says the opposite. Noitin Milifnei Behema Shapir Ra. You can take from an animal which has a bad mouth and give it to one who has a good mouth. So what exactly are these two brises? So it seems to be a contradiction in the brises. So Amar Abaya, Edi ve Edi, both brises are saying the following. Mekame chamro lekame tura shaklina, to take animal from the which has been used as food for a donkey and give it to a sure, is we can do that. Becoming tura, becoming chabra, lo shaklinim. We don't take from the other way around, from a shore to give it to a chamor. Now, just how do we? Both prices are saying the same thing. How do you get fit into the words? You can take from an animal which is pia yofa, which is we said chamor to shore is mutter. It's referring to a chamor. The lesley riri doesn't have a drool which comes out. And doesn't let say behema shapir ra, but pora drools. The lesley riri, because it has, therefore, once it's been eaten from by a shore, he leaves all of his riri behind. The chamor will not want to eat it. So you can't take from a chamor, from a shore to a chamor, but the other way around is mutter. So why is it referred? Why is chamor referred to as pia ra? The loydayek va'ochel, it eats everything. It's not careful with what it eats. So, but that's only which I say it'll eat the thorns, etc. Whereas nothing. They say behemish appear yofa for the daiki ba'ochel. It's very finicky in what it will eat. So in that sense, it's a pia yofa. But the point being that you're allowed to take a chamor to a shore, not vice versa. Zakt Rashi. Shapia yofa, second line from the bottom. The kamei beforish. Ida v'idi. Shtei and hamishnayis cereal who both prices hold. It doesn't leave this drool. Therefore, what it's eaten from is not doesn't become disgusting. Sure, you can give it to the shore. You can't go all the way around. It becomes disgusting. The curry la hocha pia yafa. But the chamor is referred to sometimes as pia yofa, because it doesn't have the riri, and it's called a pia ra. Pia yofa, the less they riri. Pia ra, the ledaik ba'ochel, which means she'ochel kotzim barkonim. It eats some types of thorns, which a shore would not eat. Kashal gabi is the Mishnah. Kashal gabi hamito. You have straw on the bed. So stam straw, its function is to be used to put into the fire. It's muksa. A person puts some straw on the bed. So now he has muksa on the bed. So he's allowed to lie on it, but he wants to move it around to make it more comfortable, position it, etc. He can't move it with his hands. He can move it with his body.
I understand. I mean, you know,
his stomach. What's it? V'mhoya Michael behema. And if the straw was designated from before Shabbos as animal food, or shahoya lov kar or sadin, or before Shabbos he already had put it into the kar of the sadin, so he's indicated that he's using it for the purpose of sleeping on. Then it's not muks anymore, and you can move it with your hand. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess my question then is like the lashon, the hakash al gabe hamita. So I guess it could be that it's you're just like storing it there for.
No, even person just put it there unless it's been processed. And actually, the stam kash is for, we assume it's for hasaka, unless you've done some type of process to change its status. So it's supposed to show them how much you have to do over here. I mean, you have to actually have to have lied on it before Shabbos. Or it's enough to do like put it into the car of the sadden. Even Lashon, it was the car of the sadden where you put it on the bed and you put this linen over it. That's enough to make it that it's designated for the purpose of shechita. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch passings that you don't need to actually have lied in it, but there are other Rishonim that you actually have used it. Okay, one did. Second did. Mikvah shabali batim. You have a clothes press, which you take, like Rashi says, you would take two pieces of wood, and you put the clothing in between, and you press it down. So matir and abul kavshin, you're allowed to, if they're in there from before Shabbos, and want to take the clothing out to use them, you can open up the press and take out the clothing, but you can't press the clothing on Shabbos. Can't put it into to press, but it's not a problem of muksa. Not a problem of muksa to open it up. It's not a problem of any type of problem to take opening it up. Michelle Kovsin, but the ones used by the washer people, well, Yigabo, you can't open those up on Shabbos. Rashi says because they're done much tighter, and it looks like you're doing soyser. You're taking apart a kli when you open them up. If it already had been partially undone from before Shabbos, then you can finish off the process. In general, kash was used for the purpose of putting it into firewood. It's fire. Muksa, whatever it's muksa. While lishka, he wants to lie in it. Mananoi kadeshi hate saf v'rach lishka. He wants to move it around that it should be softer. Lo yanenu b'yadoi the muksa who it's muksa. Av manana b'gufoi big soften with his shoulders. The tiltu min atzad who the loy shmei tiltu. This is called tiltu min atzad. It's not a direct tiltu. It's an indirect tiltu, and that's going to be mutter. We'll see that in the Gemara. All right, so the first piece of Gemara about that. Ishayel of karasad. He's indicated he's set it aside for the purpose now of lying on it. It's a kli, it's not muksa. Mechavish is a press. Shnei levochim arukim, two boards, long, heavy. Such a megadim al top. You put the clothing on the bottom one. Reading ohel, you know, you put the upper one on top. The question is a megadim. Then you would press them. You say this, and they would have like. Nails or spikes that they put in, which held them in place. Sheyesh amudim kavuyim menukavim ba'arba peishal tachtonis v'alyonis menukavis ba'arba zaviyosel. There are spikes or dowels which are sticking up through the four holes in the four corners of the bottom one, and there are four corresponding holes in the upper one. And the upper one goes up and down those dowels. Those kimashu roitz alichbosh marida. Depending what's inside there, you bring it down. Then you put some type of a. So you move it up and down on these dowels. There's a little space to go up and down. You put something in over there which tightens it in place. So fills up the gap. And holds it tight in place. So material is a mikvush, you can release it. Shenotel is a yosed. He takes out that piece which holds it tight. Vunitzer becomes undone. The hanut tzarech Shabbos. Shenotel is a kenem. The reason why it's more it's a hanut tzarech Shabbos. Avol akavshin the hanut tzarechel. Rashi says Rashi learns that the problem is it takes time for it to get pressed. You do it on Shabbos, you're basically doing it not for Shabbos, but for after Shabbos. Masha from Rashi, that had you been doing it for Shabbos, it'd be mutter. So you have to learn Rashi that the tikkun that you're accomplishing in the Begin is not significant enough that it should be usher because of tikkun in the Begin. Rashi's learning. Other Shadim argue, but Rashi's. So the problem isn't that you're making the Begin nice, crisp, you know, flat and the, with, what? It's not, well, it's something, but it's not enough that it's significant that it would be also because of tikkun in the Begin. That's what Rashi, it's not a real tikkun. You're not really doing anything in the Begin. It's not a malacha. What's the malacha? But because I came along and said, well, it'll be time to doing a tikkun, so they would answer it. They didn't answer that because it wasn't significant enough. Now you have to fit that with what we had before, the idea of folding a baguette on its creases, which we said was a problem. So how that's one of the problems in Rashi. The other Rishonim would say that obviously you couldn't because you're making a crease in it. That,
it's just difficult. The lashon, like why it is? What's there to indicate that it's like the fall? What's forcing Rashi to go be almost pshuto?
Oh, and that probably was true. I don't know. I guess the Metzius was how long it took to press. You're leaving for 24 hours, but definitely you're doing it on Shabbos. So that's made to really do a nice job on the begadim. You take it with a zuk and you put it on very tight. Mahadik will become tightened. But Torah Shaloi, Dermel Listeris. Undoing that looks like it's mamish, like stuck together. So that's undoing that looks like stira. Amar Nachman, Hai Puglam, we had before that the person is taking a radish and he's sticking it into the ground to store it and to not take roots. So it's not a malacha involved in taking it out of the ground because it's not a growing item. It's just there for storage. But the problem is that you need to get, and they will leave the leaf. They would leave above ground. But you are moving dirt when you pull it out. So you said the shape of the radish is that it's narrow, it's smaller on the bottom and it's larger on top. So Milamala Lamata Shari. Milamata Lamala is also. So you put it in upside down with a smaller point sticking out. You want to pull it out. As you're pulling it out, you're moving dirt because there is dirt packed in above around it. You lift a little thing and you pull it out, so the dirt has to fall off to the side, so you're moving dirt. If you put the larger part on top, so you just pull it out, the hole is basically there, you're just pulling it out. So it's not moving dirt. So that's what Nachman said. So what's the problem? It's in. You're pulling on an item which is not muksa, causing an item which is muksa to move. So that's tiltum in a tzad. So Nachman held tiltum in a tzad is problematic. So Rav says that we say that in the yeshiva of Rav, they say tanina deloy kriv Nachman. We have a raya from the Mishnah, not like a Nachman. Kasha gabi amita lo yonana biyodli abu manana begufay. You see Shmamino, Tiltum in Atzad, Lo Yishmei Tiltul Shmamino. So we see that Tiltum in Atzad is not considered Tiltul, and not like Rav Nachman. And the more it actually says before in Kuf Chof Gimel, you see inside it, seeing back to, that Rav Nachman was Chayzer from what he said, and he said it's Mutter. But the Rosh and the Rishonim asked a Stira. Yeah, but the Rosh over here asked a steer between the Gemara before, which we had in the third parak, where the Gemara seems to say Tiltum in Atzad is problematic. So they're mechalic between Tiltum in Atzad, the case over there was doing it for the purpose of the mace. And we call Tiltum in Atzad. If it's a tzarech, the muksa, Tiltum in Atzad is also. If it's a tzarech davar hamutter, tiltum in atzad is mutter, the tzarech davar hamutter, number one. Number two, the Rosh differentiates between a case where a person would do tiltul biyodai, So it's not a, it's he does a case of tilta, but what was it? Rosh and Rosh. Important Rosh. So the Rosh uses a lashon over here. The difference over here, a person is doing it agadei shchiva. So because he asked the kash over here, really your goal over here is to move the kash. So you're doing the tzarach davar aser. So why is it called tilta min hatzad? So the Ran answers because your final goal is to lie in it, which is the davar mutter. But he doesn't seem to hold this. Right now, your focus is to actually intend. You know, the case over there, Nachman's case, is you're moving the dirt. You're focusing on the radish, and the movement of the dirt is memela. Over here, you're focusing on moving the straw. That's your goal right now, is to move the straw to let you eventually lie on it. So the Rosh says that, but over here, you're doing it with your body by lying on it. So what is the point? So and that's called tilta min hatzad, even though it's a tzarach davar aser. So we're going to compare moving with using your hands, which is a derech tiltal, causing something to move indirectly, and moving with your body, by definition, is called indirect. That's how the and therefore he's even the tzarach davar aser. It's mutter. That's how the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah following that pasuk. Therefore, tiltal beguma is mutter, even though it's the tzarach davar aser. So I see something which is muksa, and I'm afraid it's going to get damaged, and I want to push it to the side with my foot. I can do that. And that has that's called tilta begufa. It's called tilta min hatzad by definition. If I use my hands to move, well, I'll pick the thing up next to it and force it to fall to the side. But my goal is not the thing, but not what I'm picking up, but what I'm pushing to the side. That'd be aser. I'm moving using my hands to be move it indirectly for the tzarach of the davar aser, and that would be prohibited. That's how the Chazon Ish is medayik. Not like that, which already one of the Rishonim learns not like that. He's medayik. That's what the Rosh means also. The point over here is that the Rosh is saying, over here what you're doing is an act of shchiva. The way you would do it is you would lie down on it, which a ma'isa of shchiva is a betzim a ma'isa of a ma'isa of a dover, which is mutter, and agav, your shchiva, there's movement. So that's what the Rosh means. It's also called indirect because your focus is not moving the kash. Your focus is a ma'isa of shchiva, and agav that. But there's no special heter of tilta begufa as opposed to using your hands. Moving begufa the tzarach davar aser is aser according to the Chazon Ish. That's how he understands the Rosh. So we'll have to read the Rosh on the Rosh. Sirashi, hi pugla tznoin. Radish, shetana bekarki, you put it into the ground. He's kaim to in order to preserve it. Kishavol lecholtzim, when you want to pull it out, min lamal lamata shori. Im hayor roisha min lamal, if the upper part which is larger was on top, v'uksim min lamata, and the point is that is facing down. V'choltzim min roisha ha'avat, till you take out the larger part first. V'uksim shachareah, and then the point comes with motor fishaguma rechav min lamal. The depression you put it into is wider on top. Vayim is using a karka kushushar. It doesn't really move the dirt when you move it. In cholza mi lamata lamala. Shetachtena nosun lamala. The smaller part was on top. The bottom was on top. V'roish alyana shuav. The other end, which is the upper part, is which is larger, is nosun lamata, is facing downwards. V'sham to misayv alarush. You're pulling it out from the top, from the bottom up. Oster. Over here, the place, what it's been held in is thinner on top. The opening is thinner on top. You pull out, mazes off, or you're moving dirt. You're not moving it directly. You're pulling on the radish. It's considered tiltable. as Rav Nachman says. Tanir the like Rav Nachman, dealer me mastis and shemin and the loy tiltil, the ktanim and nana begufa. It's not called tiltil. Say, Raya from the Mishnah, not like Rav Nachman. Okay.